It's time for our afternoon interview. And this is one which I conducted yesterday afternoon with John Scott of the Samson Orchestra, an orchestra here in Cambridge, who gather together local performers and perform around four times a year. And each time they perform a concert, it's for a different local charity. There will be a longer version of this interview on this Sunday's Classical Cambridge, which I'm hosting between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock. That's going to be a little more about the actual classical music itself. This afternoon, talking more about the orchestra in general, so don't feel you need to be a classical music expert to get something from this interview. Had a lovely chat with John yesterday, and let's hear that now.
Okay, well, I'm John Scott. I'm chairman of the Samson Orchestra. I'm slowly trying to divest some of my jobs at the moment, but currently I'm chairman. And in fact, I've played with the orchestra since we actually started, which was 1987. So there are quite a few members of the orchestra who have been in it from the very beginning. And my job is a bit of a dog's body job, or has been in the past. There are a lot of jobs to do with running an orchestra other than just playing in it, and lots of things to organise. And as I say, at the moment, I'm just trying to divest myself of some of these jobs so that we get more of a team working on it. Yes, I enjoy the music very much. I don't have much input into the programmes because that's down to our musical director, Daryl Davison. But we do have extremely interesting programmes that we perform, and I think I can honestly say over all the years that we've played, every concert has been an enjoyable one, I think, for everybody. I think with an amateur orchestra, you're always a conflict between satisfying an audience and also satisfying the players, because the players are there for fun, they're not there being paid to be there. And so you have to satisfy two parties, and I think we've pretty successfully done that over the years.
So how did the orchestra first come about?
Well, it came about because there used to be an orchestra in Cambridge called the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra, and it had a demise for various political and probably secret reasons that the orchestra folded, and it was largely almost a professional orchestra, sort of semi-professional orchestra. And a chap called Charlie Sampson used to play in this orchestra. He worked as a radio pharmacist at Addenbrooke's Hospital. And when the Cambridge Symphony Orchestra folded, he thought there was an opening for an orchestra to produce, you know, semi-professional performances, but still with amateurs, and good amateurs at that. And so he founded the orchestra in 1987. And one of the key things about it was all the players were in fact invited to join. It wasn't a subscription orchestra like quite a few orchestras are in Cambridge, where it's almost like an evening class where you turn up every week. Good quality though they may be, there are issues about having subscriptions paid for orchestras, because in our experience you can get in the position where people say, well, I've paid my subscription, so I want to play in all the concerts. And then it gets a bit difficult if A, they aren't required in a particular concert, or there are other reasons why they shouldn't be playing. So the orchestra has always was founded on the basis that nobody paid any subscriptions, but they were invited to play. So although we have regular players, and the core of the orchestra is very constant, and people can be brought in and whatever, and it's all relatively easy to do. And the other key thing which he wanted to establish was that we weren't a weekly orchestra. We were an orchestra that essentially rehearsed in a very intensive manner. So we have an all-day rehearsal on a Sunday before the concert, we have a midweek rehearsal in an evening, and then a rehearsal on the day, and that's it. Which introduces a little bit of tension into the whole thing, because everybody's really concentrating and they're all, I hope anyway, all madly practicing during the week for when the concert comes up at the end of the week. So it was an unusual orchestra in that sense from most of the other orchestras in Cambridge. And the fact is we're still going, so we've been running since 1987, so we've done quite well.
So clearly something working well.
Yes, I think it's worked pretty well. The other thing that's changed, the other perhaps small thing that's changed, is it was founded as the Cambridge Orchestra, and we eventually, a few years back, became a charity for various reasons, and the charity commissioners said we couldn't call ourselves the Cambridge Orchestra because there was another Cambridge Orchestra, well, there was the Cambridge Concert Orchestra and various other groups in Cambridge, and they thought it was confusing. So we changed our name to the Samson Orchestra, which was one of the best things we could have ever done, because if you go to Google and you Google Cambridge Orchestra, you get hundreds of them, including all the ones in Boston, Massachusetts, in America. When we changed our name to Samson, there is no other Samson Orchestra, so it comes right at the top of Google. So for no cost, we've actually achieved wonderful publicity.
So some tips there for anyone looking into marketing as well.
Absolutely.
So the orchestra have been going about 30 years, quite established now. You're also doing a lot of work for charity, as they say.
Yes, one of the key things, and I think Charlie emphasised this when we started, was that we would try and support, as far as we could, local charities in every concert. And the way we do it is to offer the charity 50 tickets, which they can sell. We give them free of charge, so they can do what they like with them. So they can either sell them at the standard price or more or less or whatever they like. And so that's worth quite a lot of money if they sell all 50. And then we also offer the possibility of doing a bucket collection at the end of the concert. And we also give them the opportunity to give a talk at half time. And on general, I mean, I think most charities have raised somewhere around £1,000 a concert. So I reckon since we started, we probably raised at least 50,000 for local charities over the years. And we're still doing it. We still find a charity for every concert we do. So we're always interested if charities would like to contact me or us via our website, then we'll certainly consider, you know, whether you can take part. And we normally plan these things more than a year ahead, so we need to know for our next season what charities there are about now, but then we can always consider you for, you know, future years if we have to. So yeah, that's been a really important part of our work.
And it must be something quite rewarding for the charity as well, is they're actually getting a performance they can enjoy back for their involvement.
Yes and we get very complimentary emails and so on from the charities about how much, not just how much they've raised, but how much they've actually enjoyed the concert. And of course the advantage to us is that we fill more seats, and it's always nicer playing to a full audience than a half an audience, even whether they paid or not. And the other thing is that we can obviously generate a new audience who may not have thought of coming to our concerts. So if the charity's got them there, they may say, oh, this is really interesting, you know, we'll come again, even if the charity aren't involved next time. So it's a sort of win-win from our point of view, and I suppose it is from the charity's point of view, because it costs them nothing and they just get the publicity and they get the money. So
Should we talk a little bit about your upcoming concert, which is on Sunday the 28th
Sunday the 28th at West Road. We do most of our concerts at West Road over the years, pretty well all of them. We have occasionally gone far and further afield, but so it's West Road. It's on the 28th. It's at 7:30. We've got three pieces. There's Shostakovich 10, my favourite composer, which is a major orchestral work. It was written in 1953, and it was first performed after Stalin's death, so there are political overtones in it. Apparently there's a bit of love interest as well, because I understand there's some allusion to some student of his who he fell in love with, Elmira Nazirova. So apparently there's some sequence of notes in it which I think relate to her initials or part of her name. So if you have to try and spot that one. So yes, the other pieces we've got a Rachmaninoff. We're doing the first piano concerto, which is perhaps not played as much as the other ones, but I think he wrote it when he was 18, 1891. But then he, after he'd written the second and third, he revised it again, which we're doing the revised version in 1917, and it's a more mature work in the sense that he's learned a lot from the other two, and it's a very lovely symphony, concerto. It's just a shame it's not played more often, actually.
And I guess it shows the variety of different music that's come out of the Russian composers.
Oh, yes.
Rachmaninoff's piano work, some of the most iconic piano concertos, I guess, that are available.
Yes, they are. I mean, he's always accused of writing film music, but in fact, he wrote it long before the people used it in film music. So if you want to see how melodies can be written, then Rachmaninoff is an absolute master. Of course, he famously also had very large hands, Rachmaninoff, so the piano concertos and a lot of other things he wrote are quite difficult to play, I think, because of his enormous spread of his fingers. So
If people are interested in coming to your concert or indeed talking to you from a charity perspective, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, well, if they want to get onto our internet website, which is www.samsonorchestra.net, or they can find it on Google very easily, as I've said, they can get in touch with me through there. If they want tickets for the concerts, they are available from the ADC ticket office, which is www.adcticketing.com. And they're all the same price this year, £18, £16, £10 and £5. So that's broadly how it works. Or they can ring the ADC. I think they're on Cambridge 300085.
That's great. Well, thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And you can hear a longer interview with John Scott on this Sunday's Classical Cambridge, hosted by me between 3 and 5, when I'll be talking to John about his perspective as a trombone player within the orchestra, and also in more detail about the pieces coming up at that concert, and also a chance to hear what some of those pieces sound like as well. I also have a couple of other interviews and the whole usual array of classical listings and latest releases